Here's a thought about Black Point. It's sort of fascinating to me when I think back to my film days, how much energy and effort it took to achieve a reasonable black point. We not only had to make sure we had a properly exposed negative, but then we had to make sure that we printed it on whatever paper and developer combination we were using so that the blacks were really black, and it was a big deal to pursue a black point. Well, now, here in the digital world, it's so easy to set a black point, and from what I observe in YouTube videos, that's the place where lots of photographers start the processing of their images. The very first thing they do is set a black point. And if you don't know how to do that with your digital images, just do a search in YouTube and you'll find lots and lots of tutorials on how to set a black point, and as far as that goes, how to set a white point. But do we really need to? I understand how important it is to get a black point on some images. But there are lots and lots of other images that suffer if we push the black point too far into the deep black. They don't need to have a black point. The obvious one, of course, is high key images, which probably have a tone no darker than middle gray or so. High key images are the easy ones. But there's lots of other ones that I've discovered in my own work where a black point actually crunches the blacks down just a little too far. And so backing off that perfect black point just a bit helps preserve shadow detail, particularly in an image that's primarily dark. You don't want that to go to all black because you lose all detail, and then it just looks like an object being photographed against a dead black background. The important thing, at least in my way of thinking, is to have detail in those shadows so that they're alive and they don't look like a photographic mistake. So how do you do that? Well, you can set a black point using the standard black point technique and then just back off a little bit so it doesn't go as black as it might go if you pushed it all the way. You can also vary the exposure. You can also vary the blacks themselves in processing so that they are a little lighter than dead black and show detail. But there is an important exception to this rule that I think is really critical and, quite honestly, that comes home to me every issue of LensWork, and that is the printed image, the commercially printed image, be it a commercial project like LensWork or a print-on-demand book like Blurb. If the blacks in that context are not actually black, it ends up looking like it's weakly printed, that somehow the blacks just didn't have enough oomph, and so they become sort of grayish. And for some reason, in individual prints and chapbooks and things like that, I don't see that as an issue. But in commercially offset printed books, the context does something that makes us expect that there's going to be blacks that are black. And if there are none that are black, then it doesn't look like a subtle aesthetic decision. It looks like a printing mistake. The same can be said about whites in a commercially printed book, that if they're dead white, paper base white, it looks like a printing mistake. Because there's no detail, all you see is the texture of the paper in those whites. And so commercial printing or print-on-demand projects like Blurb books, etc., they require a dead black and a detailed white, or they just don't look right. But that is an exception. Then I think we need to be very careful about thinking through what black is the appropriate black for all of our other projects, for individual prints, for the prints that go up in a gallery exhibition, etc. I think having a dead black on every one of those pictures denies that each one is an individual expression, and we have to make careful aesthetic decisions about whether or not we want to actually have a black point in those images, or whether it's more important to preserve detail in those blacks, which means that you may not have a black point anywhere in the photograph.
Copyright 2025, LensWork Publishing.